You're listening to Empire KVCR News. I'm Benjamin Perper. On most Fridays, we talk with former Press Enterprise columnist and longtime KVCR News contributor Cassie McDuff and review some of the big Inland Empire stories from the past week. Good morning, Cassie.
Good morning, Ben.
So first, the 2020 primary election is coming on March 3rd, so it's time to start talking about who is running for public offices in the Inland Empire. Let's start with Congress.
Right. I want to start with the race out in the desert, where Congressman Raul Ruiz was going to be challenged by a Republican, Raul Ruiz, a construction contractor. And that Raul Ruiz has dropped out. He said he experienced a mild heart attack, in addition had a death in the family, and so he's not going to run. So there won't be two Raul Ruizes on the ballot out in the desert. This is the congressional district that includes the Banning Pass, Hemet, San Jacinto, and the Coachella Valley. However, Ruiz will have three Republican challengers, and the top two vote-getters, regardless of party, advance to the November general election. Now, in the other congressional offices in Riverside County, in the 41st District, that's the one held by Congressman Mark Takano, a Democrat. He's being challenged by a Republican, Aja Smith, and a Democrat, Grace Williams. Congressman Ken Calvert of Corona will be challenged by two Democrats, Regina Marston and Liam O'Mara. And in the 50th District, which just includes a sliver of Temecula, it's mostly in San Diego County, that's where Congressman Duncan Hunter, who's been under indictment, did not file for re-election. However, a former Congressman, Daryl Issa, a Republican, has decided to run in that district, as well as a couple of other Republicans, Carl DeMeo, who's pretty well known in San Diego County, and Brian Jones, a state senator, as well as a Democrat, Amar Campa-Najjar, who did very well in running against Hunter in his most recent race. Now, in San Bernardino County, the race to watch is the 8th District up in the high desert, which also includes all of Mono and Inyo counties. This has been held by Paul Cook, a Republican. He's not seeking re-election. He's running for county supervisor, so it's kind of a wide-open field. There are five Republicans, three Democrats, and two no-party preference candidates running there. Probably the best known are two of the Republicans, Jay Obernolte, a state assemblyman, and Tim Donnelly, the former assemblyman who represented the mountains. In addition, the two other congressional seats in San Bernardino County are held by Democrats Pete Aguilar of Redlands and Norma Torres of Pomona. They each have one Republican challenger. Aguilar's is a woman named Agnes Gibney, and Torres's is a man named Michael K. Cargill. So, Ben, next week we can talk about the state assembly and state senate races, and then the following week about city and county races.
All right. And lastly, the Riverside County Office of Education will audit the Corona-Norco School District in the wake of an alleged $1 million embezzlement.
That's right. You'll remember that a few months ago, the former assistant superintendent, a man named Ted Rossi, who lives in Redlands, was accused of embezzling more than $1 million from the district. What's at risk here is Corona-Norco's fiscally independent status. There are only 11 school districts in the state that are allowed to write checks directly to employees and vendors. Other districts have their county's Office of Education perform those tasks. But in the wake of these charges by the district attorney, the County Office of Education has decided to hire an outside audit firm. There's already been an audit by a state agency that works with schools, but now an outside audit firm would come in maybe to flesh out the details of what went wrong in this district. The state agency audit already found that the district failed to follow its own policies with regard to fiscal practices, but said there's no direct evidence that this contributed to the diversion of funds in this embezzlement. So this new audit will begin in January sometime, and at the end, the county school superintendent could actually recommend that Corona-Norco's fiscal independence be revoked.
I'm sure we'll keep following this story. Thank you, Cassie.
Thank you, Ben.
Cassie McDuff is a longtime IE journalist. She helps us out regularly for our Friday morning news wrap. You can find these segments on our website at kbcrnews.org. This segment is made possible by the Southern California News Group, publisher of the Press Enterprise, San Bernardino Sun, Inland Valley Daily Bulletin, and other Southern California newspapers.